I'd like you to have an intention for this. So everybody's bringing their own intention in. And maybe that intention is health. Maybe that intention is peace. Maybe that intention is healing in our town. Maybe that intention is eating better. Maybe that intention is feeling better. Maybe that intention is just calming anxiety. Whatever your intention is, we want to form that intention. And we want to form that intention specifically for the new year. I don't want you to be confused with the New Year's resolution. That's a different thing that we're doing. What I'd like you to do is have an intention for the next year. I want you to think about, for the next year, what is your theme going to be? If you could pick one word, forgiveness, peace, calm, exercise, harmony in my family, more money, abundance, whatever those things are. I have my own word, which I've come up with this year. Authenticity, whatever that is, whatever that thing is, I want you just to take a second right now. And for the next year, I want you to pick your theme and understand that you can change your theme. If the theme doesn't work for you in 2 or 3 months, you have every right to change it to another theme. But if you were to put a theme on 2022, something that would make you just experience life in a whole better way, if you could just see it through the lens of this brand new theme, what would that be? And try and make it one word and make it a positive word. Don't say something like less debt. I want you to make it more positive, abundance. I want you to make it more positive, health, wellness, harmony, integration. Whatever the word is that comes to your mind, just let it come to it now for 2022. And just pick one word. If you have multiple words come, that's great. Just pick one of them. And now the next thing I want to do is I'm going to count backwards from 3 to 1. I want you to think of a color, when I say 1, that reminds you of that theme. So for instance, if it's health, perhaps it's blue. But whatever the color is for you, it's fine. I want you to pick your intention. Think about your intention. What is your word for 2022? And on the count of 3, I want you to come up with a color. Assign a color to it. 3, 2, 1. I just had a color pop into my head for my word. My word is not any of the ones that I mentioned, by the way. So just think of that color. Is it light, medium, or dark version of that color? And this is going to be very important in what we're going to do here in a minute. The last thing before we start our formal hypnosis session here is, what do you want to get rid of? What's something you'd like to let go of? What's something you'd like to just let go of or change, or just set that intention of, this is what I want to get rid of, because when you get rid of this thing, whatever that thing is in your life, you're going to replace it with the word and the color that you just came up with. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get rid of something. And the second thing we're going to do is replace it with that word and that concept and that theme that you just came up with. What is it you want to get rid of? Just be very intentional. And keep those things in mind. I'm asking you to do that so that in the hypnosis, when we go into the metaphors, when we go into the experience, your unconscious mind is going to know exactly what to do with both of those things. What do you want to get rid of? And what do you want to put in its place? And that's your theme for 2022. All right, so here we go. Let's take a nice, slow, deep breath. Just get nice and comfortable. You can move. You can readjust. You can handle things. If something comes up and you need to handle it, you'll come back to full waking consciousness. You'll handle it. If you sneeze, you're going to be fine. If you come up out of hypnosis for a minute and go right back down, that's perfectly fine. Hypnosis is a lot like this anyway. And so just get nice and comfortable, adjust yourself, if you need to roll your shoulders a little bit. And the reason that I have this fake background is because I'm going to use the fire in a minute here too. You don't have to use the fire because I'll give you another option. Just take a nice, slow, deep breath through your nose with your eyes open. Hold it, close your eyes, and breathe out through your mouth. All the way. So there's no breath left. Hold. Breathe in with your eyes open through your nose. Hold. Close your eyes and breathe out through your mouth. All the way. All the way. Breathe in with your eyes open. Breathe out with your eyes closed. All the way. Just notice how that tension is just going away right now. Any stress or any difficulty you may have brought in today, it's just going to melt away. Just breathe normally for a moment. And as you hear the sound of my voice, and we're connecting with each other on many different levels here through this internet thing we do, just start to feel a sense of connection and peace and calm that we're all right here in this town. We're not that far from each other. And just breathe normally. Just notice what's changed and allow yourself to relax and to go to a very nice, peaceful, and wonderful place. Go ahead and open your eyes now. And I'd like you to find something across the room. I want you to find something. I want you to find an object across the room. And I'd like you to find a red object. So right now, I want you just to, not moving your head or anything, just moving your eyes. I just want you to find a red object, something that has the color red to it. It could be a light, it could be a painting on the wall, it could be shoes, it could be anything. And just put all of your attention on that red object right now, or the red in that object. That's right. Now shift your attention over to something else red. Find something else red in the room. Put your attention on that. If you have a hard time finding another red thing, just concentrate on the first one. If there's no red things, find a blue thing. It doesn't really matter. Now find something else that has the color red or the color blue in it, depending on what you like. Just put all your concentration on that third object and just really stare at it. Really absorb yourself into it. In a moment, I'm going to have you listen for a sound. And I want you to find the smallest sound in the room while you're looking at that third red object. Just close your eyes now and listen for that sound. Find the smallest sound in the room. Maybe it's your breathing. Maybe it's the traffic outside. Maybe it's some electrical thing that's on. Maybe it's something in the distance. Just find that sound. And when we concentrate on sound, it takes up a lot of our bandwidth. And you can begin to feel calm and peaceful because it takes so much concentration that your body just begins to relax. If there's a second sound, I'd just like you to find that now. And if there's no more sounds, just concentrate on the first one. That's right. Now I'd like you, keeping your eyes closed, just to notice how you feel. What I mean by how you feel is, if you're sitting on a couch, I want you to feel the couch underneath you. If you're laying in a bed, I want you to feel the bed supporting your weight. If you're sitting in a chair, feel the chair behind you and underneath you. Now I'd like you to be aware of your feet. Just become aware of both feet, how one foot feels different from the other. We're doing this to ground ourselves, to bring ourselves to our body, to focus, to relax, to feel that change. Just notice. And finally, I'd just like you to notice the temperature in the room that you're in. Is it a little chilly? Is it a little warm? Is it right? Just notice how the air feels on your skin, on your face. Maybe you're wearing something that's heavy and warm, or something that's light and cool. That's right. And the more you concentrate on this, the more you can let go, the better you'll feel. And the better you'll feel, the deeper you'll go. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. On 4, I'd like you to open your eyes, and 5, come all the way back. Like I said, I'm going to bring you in and out. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the way back. All the way back. Go ahead and shake it out if you need to. Get comfortable, readjust, you know, whatever you need to do. And we're going to go right back in, okay? And this is going to be, we're going to do something really neat here, okay? I'd like you to, I'm going to demonstrate it first, and then we're going to do it for real, okay? And here's what it is. I'm going to snap my fingers like this. I'm going to do that 3 times. So just watch me right now. We're going to demonstrate, and then we're going to do it for real. The first time, I want you to feel a wave of relaxation going through your entire body. From your head to your face to your neck and shoulders. And if there's any pain or tension or discomfort, it just will melt away. Just let it melt. Down through your arms and your body. Down through your legs and your ankles and your feet. And again, if there's any discomfort, you can just let it melt. And I want you to think of an ice cube and a hot cup of coffee that just melts away and just disappears. On the second snap, I want you to close your eyes again. And just go all the way down as deeply as you can. And the third level, the third snap, you're going to go all the way to the bottom, as deep as your unconscious mind will allow you to go. And there's a level of relaxation, a level of consciousness and level of peace that your unconscious mind knows you can go to. And I want you to go as deeply as you can there. So again, the first snap, it's going to be a wave of relaxation, letting go of any discomfort or any pain, any negative thoughts, just let them all melt away. The second snap, be closing your eyes comfortably and gently. And the third snap will be just to let yourself go as deeply as you possibly can. Okay, here we go. Get ready for the first snap. Wave of relaxation. That's right. Ready to close your eyes. Ready to go as deeply as you possibly can. All the way down now. Deeper and deeper, more and more. Just let go. Just let go of all that tension. Let go of any stressors. Just be here, peaceful right now. Perhaps you need this. Perhaps you just need to relax and rest and be at peace. This is your time to do that. Your body will thank you as your muscles release all the tension, as your nerves just calm right now. In a moment, I'm going to have you open and close your eyes a couple times, and that's just going to take us deeper and deeper. Every time I say open your eyes, you're going to notice they're heavier, they're more difficult to open. That's because every time you close your eyes, you're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'd like you to find just a spot on the wall to look at, or you can look at the fire behind me. I put that on there so people can look. We're going to do this about 3 or 4 times. Every time you open your eyes, just notice how heavier your eyelids get. Every time you close your eyes, you're just going to go deeper and deeper, 10 times deeper every time. Ready? Open your eyes. Close them. All the way down now. Open your eyes. Close them. All the way down. Just let go of all that tension. Notice your eyelids getting heavy. Just one more, just 2 more times. Open your eyes and close them. Let yourself drift into that wonderful place. Finally, this last time, you may try to open your eyes and they may stay shut, and that's fine. Or you try to open your eyes and they open just fine. Either way is fine. Ready? Try and open your eyes. And close them. All the way down. There's a level of unconscious state that your unconscious mind knows you can go to. Just go to it all the way now. And then we're going to start our deeper meditation, carrying with you the intentions that we set before we had this session, that word and that color for the new year, and what you'd like to leave behind. I'm going to take that into our meditation, into our hypnosis session. I'm just going to feel a sense of peace. Just let yourself feel peace. I'd like you to create a world inside of your mind right now and just do the best you can. And some things will be easy and some things will be less easy. Whatever I tell you, just do your best to create that in your mind. And I'm going to give you some metaphors for your mind to work on that your mind is going to understand even if you don't. I want you to imagine that you are in a park, like a metro park. It's a very large one, and there's playground equipment, and there's green grass and big trees. And the sun is out, and it's warm. It's springtime, and the sun has melted all the snow away. And you are holding a big red balloon. And that red balloon represents all of your cares and all of your worries. It represents your conscious mind. And as you look up into the sky, and you see the beautiful blue and the sun, it's a very, very friendly sun. A very warm sun that just touches your skin and makes you feel good, both inside and out. I encourage you just to let go of the balloon now. And watch that balloon float away. Watch those cares float away. Watch those concerns float away. Watch that pain float away. Watch your conscious mind just float away. Just watch it go farther and farther. Higher and higher. Just watch it until it disappears altogether. And with it, any tension or difficulty. That's right, it gets smaller and smaller. It goes behind a cloud and you lose track of it for just a second. and find it again. It's just a little dot now, far away in the sky. Just notice how much better you feel now. Notice how you feel better. Now it's just gone. Can't see it anymore. You bring your attention back to the beautiful park that you're in. And in the middle of this park, you notice that there's a path that leads to what appears to be a giant greenhouse or a sort of conservatory. And it's a gravel path. And as you walk this gravel path, you hear the crunching of the stones underneath your feet. I love that sound. It's such a wonderful sound, a crunching sound. And you walk up to the big conservatory greenhouse, and there are two double doors there. And the conservatory greenhouse is covered with all sorts of glass. It's white and glass. And as you open the double doors, you walk into the top of a winding staircase that has about 10 or 12 steps. And that leads down into a very large room with all sorts of palm trees. And the door is gently shut behind you, and it's warm. It's almost tropical in here. As you go down these 10 steps, down into the heart of this palm house, this room with all the palm trees, you can go deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed as I count 10. 9, breathing normally, going down these steps. 8, feeling a sense of peace and calm. 7, leaving behind all those things that floated away. 6, breathing nicely, deeply, comfortably. 5, 4, 3, feeling so good now. 2, being at peace. And 1. And you step onto the floor of this huge palm house. And you look at the big, wide palm leaves of all these tropical palm trees that are here right now. And you feel the sun coming through the glass of the greenhouse. And it's so warm. And it's so soothing. And it's a bit more humid in here, just because of the palm trees. And they're so full of life. They're so green. They're so vibrant. And you can feel that connection to that life. It makes you feel so good to feel that connection and feel enlivened yourself as you connect with that nature. To the right, there's a door that leaves the palm house. And as we all go together through that door, we walk into a beautiful, even bigger chamber in this conservatory greenhouse. And there's all sorts of things to look at. And the sun comes through the glass again, warm, and it's so soothing and wonderful. And there's man-made waterfalls that are just going throughout the entire room that have little rivers that flow around and the water comes down. And surrounding all the waterfalls are beautiful flowers of all sorts and types. Red flowers and orange flowers, just, and they're opening up right in front of you. As the sun comes in and hits each one of them, they're just opening up and you can smell the fragrance. It's so soothing. It's all sorts of smells, lavenders and honey and all sorts of things. And it's just so beautiful, the sights of the colors of the flowers and the beautiful smells and scents, and also the sound of the waterfalls flowing through and the sunlight coming through, glinting off of the water. You can imagine the sound of the water as it just simply goes into the basins. And you walk over to one of the big waterfalls and stand in front of it. And it's just such a beautiful sound, so calming and soothing. It's so consistent and rhythmic as the water comes over the edge of the fall and splashes down in front of you. And you notice that behind you there's a bench that you can sit on. Just back up and sit on that bench and just contemplate the waterfall. And the bench is so comfortable. It's almost like it was made for you. It just fits your body so perfectly. And there you are in the midst of the flowers and the sun, and the sound of the waterfall and the open flowers. And you're just so comfortable on this bench that you close your eyes for a moment and you drift off into a dream. And on the other side of that dream, you wake up next to a flowing river that sounds so much like the waterfall. It's a big flowing river. And you're sitting on a rock, and you can see that you're underneath some trees that line the side of the river. And it's a big, wide river. You can see across it, but the rapids are very, very fast. And next to the tree, right in front of you, is an old rowboat that's tethered. It's got holes in it, and it's rickety, and it's just barely surviving the flow of this loud torrent of river. And I want you to start walking toward it, but as you do, you realize that in your hand is a very large piece of baggage. It's an old piece of baggage. It's so heavy, and it almost smells. And you've been carrying this baggage with you for a very long time, and it's heavy, and it's uncomfortable. And the bag is ripped and torn, and it's just ugly, and you know what's inside is ugly too. And it's never served you, it's never done well for you. It's just weighed you down. And I want you to drag that bag over to that old rickety boat, and you know what's inside. Your unconscious mind knows what this means. Your unconscious mind knows what this represents. And I want you to heave that old, heavy baggage into the old rickety boat. And just notice how the boat sinks in a little bit. It's so heavy, and you feel so much better throwing it in there. And you find the tether that's tying the boat to the tree, and you untie it. And the boat begins to get whisked away with your old baggage that you're just letting go of now. And as you watch, it just gets eaten up by the torrent of the river and the rapids. And you see the boat start to sink under the water, and that baggage with it. And you see the handle of the baggage just go into the water for the last time. And just let it, just know that it's all gone, all destroyed, and you've let go of it completely. And feel what it's like to let go. Feel what it's like to let go of that baggage that you've been carrying around for a long time, and you finally let it go, and just how good you feel, and how this is going to change your life forever, letting go of this baggage. And you can let go of it permanently and totally and completely, and you'll find that whatever it was in there will begin to heal. As it gets destroyed by that river and washed away and cleansed. And you just stand there light and free. As you look to the right, you see a path underneath the trees that line the river. A well-worn path. And you begin to walk it with the river to your left, hearing the sounds of the torrent and the sun breaking through the canopy of the trees every so often. And in this dream, you walk into what seems to be a small town that's lining the river. As you come out of the path and underneath the trees, you walk into this town. It's a small town. There's a few people walking around. There's shops, and there's people baking bread, and there's people having their lives and little houses that people live in. And you walk into the center of town, and there's a big bank, a big, beautiful bank with big columns. And as you walk in through the big bronze doors into the lobby, you notice how beautiful the chandelier is. And you see the tellers behind their desks serving customers and the beautiful marble of the floor. It's a very nice place. It holds something very important. And as you walk through that lobby, you see the big gate, and the big vault door at the end of the hall, the end of the lobby. And as you walk up to it, you simply see that there's a handprint scanner, and you put your hand on it, and the doors open right up. The gate opens. And the big round vault door swings open toward you. And you step in, past the gate, past the bars, into the vault. And it's a big, wide open vault. And there's all sorts of safety deposit boxes there. And you see one with your name on it. You reach into your pocket and you realize you already have the key for it. You pull that key out. You've had the key the whole time. You just weren't aware of it. You've had the key the whole time. And you go and you pull that box with your name off of the shelf and put it onto the table that's in the middle of the vault. You insert the key that you've always had. And the box pops open and there's two things in there. The first thing you see is a piece of paper with your word, with your intention for 2022. For the next year on it. Whatever words you came up with before we started, you see that written in your hand beautifully on a piece of paper. And next to it is a pair of glasses, almost like sunglasses. As you pick up the sunglasses, you notice it's the color that you came up with before we started. And you take the card with the word of the year, your theme of the year, whatever it was. and you put it in your pocket. You take the glasses that are the same color as you described at the beginning, and you put those glasses on, and you notice that now everything is tinted with that color. Notice that everything is tinted with whatever color that is, that from now on, for the rest of the year, you will see everything through the lens of this theme. You will see everything. Now you see everything differently. You see through that color. Now everything will be colored by the theme you have chosen for the rest of the year. And you just notice how everything is that color, and it's a delightful color because you chose it. And as you close the safety deposit box, which is now empty, and you put it back on the shelf, and you've always had this key. You've always had the key to unlock this. And now it is a permanent part of you. Just make it a permanent part, that everything you do for the next year will be seen through the filter of this theme. As you walk out of the vault, and the doors remain wide open, and walk through the gate, you notice that everything has that color to it now in the lobby, the floor, and the chandelier, and the light, and the people. That you see everything through this new light, and this new lens, and this new color. And as you walk out of the bank and back into the center of town, you just notice how everything now has this color to it. That you will now see everything through the theme that you picked for this next year. And it will make you grow, allow you to see things so much better and so much clearer. You just notice how clear everything is through these glasses that you've put on, through these lenses that you see through. And you simply take a turn and walk back out of the town, back onto the path, back under the trees. You see the river flowing to your right now. You hear the torrent as you leave behind the town and walk back to where you first woke up, sitting on the rock. You look at the river where the boat went down and your baggage with it, and you know that it's all washed away now. And you even see the river through this new lens and this new color. And it will guide you through the entire year, this color. And as you sit back on that rock, you close your eyes, you wake up on the other side, back in that huge room in that greenhouse conservatory. And you notice that the glasses have come with you, that you see everything now through that lens of that color, that theme. And that you can look at all the flowers and the sunlight coming through and everything. Your whole vision of your life will change. It is changed. It is a permanent change that you will carry with you throughout the entire year. And as you stand up from that comfortable bench and walk back through that huge room in the greenhouse, you walk back through the double doors and back into the palm house. And as you look up at the palm trees and see them all full of life and color, you feel a sense of peace, a sense of optimism, a sense of hope. Things are going to be all right. You feel so much lighter. Having let go of that baggage, you feel so much happier seeing everything through the lens of that theme. So let yourself feel that. Let it integrate. Let it become a part of you in every way. In every part of your bones, in every cell of your body, in every strand of DNA, in every muscle, in every skin, every piece of skin, every organ, in your heart and in your lungs, you can breathe deeper and more healthily. You breathe in that theme, that idea that will make you breathe in so deeply and so wonderfully. It's now a part of you, every single part of you, not just what you see, but what you hear and what you feel will be determined by this theme that you have picked for the whole rest of the year, and it will give you energy and focus and power, and you will notice the growth. You'll begin to look for evidence that things have changed. And for you, it may come quickly and it may change slowly. And maybe other people will notice it before you do, and that's okay, because you will take all of these wonderful feelings of freedom and peace and calm with you when we exit this conservatory greenhouse. And as you look over, you see the winding stairs, the same ones we came down. And as you walk over, feeling that sense of lightness and peace, sense of calm, You walk up those stairs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You're standing in front of those first double doors that you came through, and you open them both wide open. And you walk into that park again, and it's so beautiful, and the air seems so much fresher, and everything just feels so good. And you realize that you have almost like a bubble of protection around you now. That any old thoughts or feelings that you used to feel that weren't very helpful, they just stay right outside of the bubble. And that you can let in all the good thoughts and all the good feelings, that you have control of what you let in and what you keep out. And that as you see everything through the lens, this color of that theme that you created before we even began, that you just feel so much bigger and so much lighter and so much more powerful and so much more focused, that you'll begin to find changes within yourself. You begin to find changes with the people you love and live with. You begin to find yourself more centered and peaceful. And as you look around and see the green grass and the beautiful tall trees that surround this park and the sun coming through, you have a wonderful sense that all of this is now a part of you now. That from this moment on, the past is the past. You have let it go. The present is where you are, and the future is bright and hopeful. Taking all of these things and integrating them completely together, bringing all of this experience back to your conscious mind. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And as I count from 1 to 5, all of these things become a permanent part of you. They integrate and install. And I want you to think about, before I do this count, what your life will be like after all of these changes have taken place in a week. What will your life be like in a week from now? What will your life be like in a month from now? Making all of these changes, seeing through the lens of this wonderful thing that you've just created for yourself. What will your life be like in 6 months and a year from now? When we're looking at the whole new year and you look back on 2022, what do you want to see there? Having let go of the baggage and having put on this new vision and this new lens through which you will see everything, how will your life be different in a year from now? How much happier will you be? How much centered will you be? How much more abundant will you be? Just think about that for just a moment. Here in a moment, I'm going to count back from 1 to 5. You can open your eyes on 4, come all the way back on 5, and just stay with me. Stay with me afterward, just so that we can make sure that we all come out of this together. And if there's anything anyone wants to share, we'll be able to do that. As I count 1, 2, coming back now, integrating all of the experiences you just had, 3, knowing you're going to take them back to your friends and family and this community here. 4, opening your eyes. And 5, all the way back now. All the way back. Just take your time.